I'm Megan Segura.
And I'm Eric J. Mack.
And this is The Daily Dish, Bravo's official podcast.
So over the years, we've seen multiple people on Vanderpump Rules break out the rage text. And this week, it was the one and only Jax Taylor. All because Max Boyens organized a beach cleanup?
Listen, I don't like traffic either, but those were a little much.
The cast weighs in on Jax's outburst over Max's beach day and never-before-heard interviews, courtesy of BravoTV.com's Vanderpump Rules After Show.
Jax's wife, Brittany Cartwright, explains how she manages Jax's emotions. She says he gets his period. And whether she thinks he entered a downward spiral after the wedding. Meanwhile, a few others think he sent those texts because he maybe just hates the environment.
Plus, Kristen Doty explains the video that also set Jax off and clears up the timeline with Carter and her mystery man. And Stassi Schroeder, Lala Kent, and Katie Maloney Schwartz reveal whether they think Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox put on for the cameras.
Oh my God, just let them live.
Let's take a listen.
At your James May pop-up, Jax approaches you
about something.
So what? Blowjob tape, yeah.
I find out that you hooked up with this guy, and there's a video, and Carter saw it.
Number one, none of your business. Number two, 4 years ago.
But I don't care.
He's like wearing my shirt, and he's like, I modeled for you. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah.
Brett and I are so excited for you. And he's like, by the way, so let's talk about a BJ video and like ruin your whole event. Cool. Thanks.
Jax, the James May party was a big deal for Kristen. Why is that the time to bring up the sex tape?
I was pissed.
Kristen had a sex tape.
I was pissed off.
Well, who was on this tape?
It was her.
Why is it so
it was her. It was her friend, and we found this. I'm like, Kristen.
Why would they tape that?
Why does any guy do anything they do?
Oh, God knows.
So anyway, towards the end of the season, you know, again, Kristen's selling the, I'm sorry, I can't, McCarter's doing this. And I took the bait, hook, line, and sinker. I'm going over her house. I'm cutting her grass. I'm helping her rebuild
her
house.
You're cutting her grass.
I was doing everything she needed. Kristen, let's
get
you.
You cut my grass.
Anytime you want.
Okay.
I love cutting the grass, by the way.
Okay, good.
That's a whole other story. But I whatever you need, I'll take her to the, I took her to a couple bars. Let's go find, we're going to help her find a guy. Let's go take her out to dinner, make her feel. I took the bait. It took me a while. But she sold me. And then to come find out that she has, you know, sex tape, blowjob tapes from other guys, I'm like, Kristen, I am going all over trying to fix and make you feel better when you're just sucking guys off on during the week.
What?
Like, sorry,
what?
I didn't mean
Hold
to say sucking
second.
Guys
oh,
off.
Yeah. Oh, God, please.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you,
but like,
okay, all right.
But do you understand?
Yeah,
you're helping her, and then you come to find out
you
that you're
what, actually,
banging other guys? Like, come on.
There was some drama about when the video was taken.
You're going to sit here and look at me dead in the eye and swear that it was 4 years
Jax,
ago.
It was 4 years ago. Carter saw it. We had the conversation. It's none of your f***ing business.
You never heard text 2 weeks ago.
I swear to f***ing God.
Well, what's then the origin of this video?
So, the video was in February. Carter and I were broken up. We were still living together. He went through my phone. I was in the bathroom. And all of a sudden, I hear him screaming. And he's like, who is that? And you're sucking his D, and et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, I just froze. I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
So listen, this is how she found, this is how Carter found out, right? So she leaves the phone on the couch. She goes to take a shower.
Well, how does he know the
Carter
code?
Grabs the phone. It just so happened to be right at the top. Now, I don't know about you. But if I had a sex tape in my phone, that I'd probably bury that. There's many apps where you can bury things now. I wouldn't leave it on the couch next to my ex-boyfriend, who I'm still kind of fighting with. Right as you open the phone, you can hit this. There's the video.
Do not say pops up.
But do you understand? Like, if you were trying to hide something, if you didn't want anybody to see
that. If I was trying to hide
that,
something, nobody would find it.
Right, would you put it right next to you? By the way, I'm going to go take a shower. Sit there and don't look at my phone.
Unfortunately, I haven't had the good fortune of having a sex tape.
I'm not embarrassed about the fact that I have this video. I was annoyed that Jax brought it up at my James May party.
Yeah.
It was just
And
like,
I was too.
So fucking rude and shitty. Like, do it in my house. Call me. Talk to me. Do you really want to know about my blowjob video?
Why do you think he cares at all about it?
Because Jax gets bored. My honest opinion is that when, after their wedding, Jax was like, well, why isn't the attention on me?
Yeah, I
so
mean,
what do I
can
do?
Say that.
What do I do? Jax starts going, what do I do? I need to talk about me. I need to talk about me. Oh, Kristen. I heard some gossip about you. Let's discuss. And when Jax has information, like gossip, like Jax is a, he's a chick. He's worse than all of us.
He likes to gossip more than I do.
More than all of us.
Way more than I do. He's the gossip king.
Yeah.
For sure.
I was like, back in 96, we used to have like Chardonnay Mondays. You know what I mean?
Let's talk about all the music video drama with Brett.
Are you going to be making out with my ear or biting it this time?
So come on here, give me my fix.
Just because, like, we shot that bedroom scene, we literally simulated a sex situation.
Keep it right there, keep it right there.
Yeah, it's called acting, Brett. Don't take it so serious.
I just felt, at some points, I just felt a little uncomfortable.
Keep it right there.
Just didn't have
the
sorry.
Wrong, I just don't want you to have the wrong idea about that because
don't
I
don't
want
to. Don't be so cocky. Just a music video.
I sent him my song. He knew it was literally about.
He said he didn't know what the song was about.
One last time, and then moving on, that we were shooting in my bedroom at my house in Palm Springs. He knew the concept. He drove with, it gets confusing with the Bretts, but there's another Brett who works at TomTom. So they were driving to Palm Springs together the whole drive, talking about the video and whatnot. Then he gets to the house and acts like, oh, I didn't know I was doing this. And other Brett is like, we literally talked about it for the last 2.5 hours. Like,
I actually think that Brett, by the music video time, he knows who Sheena is. He knows how she is. She's a very aggressive yet like very fun, doesn't take herself like too seriously kind of person. And she told him what the music video was gonna be like. She said, it's gonna be sexual, it's gonna be sexy, it's gonna be hot, it's gonna be this, it's gonna be that. And he went into it being like, okay, like this is what I'm doing. I'm going to Palm Springs. And he came back being like, oh, I was so uncomfortable. I was this, I was that. It's like, okay, I definitely think that he was over exaggerating a lot. Like he knew what he was walking himself into at least partially. And I feel like it was really f***ed up how he just tried to like throw her under the bus. Like he knew that he was the love interest. What do you think a love interest music video is going to look like? Like not like walks in the park, like kissing each other on the cheek. Like it's a sexy music video of you guys being like intimate with each other. If he didn't want to do it, he should have said no.
He was making it so weird. It was, like you can't agree to all those things and then come back and say, well, I didn't really want to. And then they made me uncomfortable. And it's like, then why'd you even do it in the first place?
I know the video is called One More Time and it's about having like, you know, sex one more time after you already have it. So of course, like I was gonna like try to give her the best acting, you know?
You already know what I'm missing.
I just had like an idea of, just based off of like what I do with like everything and like just having like on camera doing YouTube and everything, I know less is more. And for her, I didn't want her to push out this idea that like, she's just like some girl that loves sex and needs it from every guy. Cause what, again, that's just like tying to the boy crazy like rhetoric that she gets. So for me, it was frustrating because I wanted this video to be so successful for her. And when we were doing it, I'm like, all right, this is just like, it's just like raunchy in a way, you know? Like I almost wanted her to like tease me more. You know what I'm trying to say? Like I wanted her to give off that. Then again, it's not my video. So anyway, so it was just like I kind of came from that type of place, like a concern, like, oh, we can make this so dope. But what we're doing now, I think is just gonna like make people be like, oh, Sheena's back at it again, you know? Like, oh, this is cringy, you know what I mean? So that's really where it came from. It came from a friend, like I'm looking her out type of thing. Of course it got misunderstood and misconstrued. Some of the scenes
I felt uncomfortable too, just fly, like.
You felt uncomfortable?
Yeah, it was kind of awkward.
I don't believe you.
Because I'm really good at my job and I'm an actress and if I need to look and act sexy, trust me, I can turn it on like that.
I don't believe you that you didn't like licking my ear and biting it.
I'm gonna go buy some t-shirts.
Okay.
Good shot.
It was uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
He felt very, very, very uncomfortable.
You can tell too in that music video that he feels.
And then when she heard about it, she was really pissed off about it and couldn't believe that's what he was saying. And I'm like, but Sheena, like that's how he felt.
He felt so deeply about it and then turned it into this like forceful situation when women have been in forceful situations where they couldn't help themselves and like complaining in that situation. I was like, no, buddy, like don't take it there because Sheena's not that person. And I'm gladly if you would have told her that you couldn't do it, she would have said, she would have understood, you know? So
he's made his feelings very clear from the beginning. Like you've like actively been trying to change his mind and then used your music video as some kind of tool or some kind of like vehicle to like try to like
hook up
with him.
Yeah,
that is very wrong. And he, like, what he told these guys, like, I'm sorry, but you can't discount that. You can't invalidate what he's feeling.
So it seemed like Brett was also upset about a lot of the things that he said you said outside of the shoot.
What did I say?
So basically that you offered to pay him with a blowjob.
Oh my God. Oh, get this. No, so I was asking about like how many hours I'd pay for whatever it was with the director. And then they made a joke like, oh, are you paying Brett? And I go, I mean, blowjob or money, I'll see what he wants. I made a joke.
I saw her face. She looked away and was like very like, you know what I mean? Like, not like, she's kind of like shot her shot in a way. She says she was kidding. I don't believe her. I love her. I love you, Sheena. I love you. I just don't believe you.
He took that so seriously. I was joking. And literally, if it was going to happen, it would have happened. But it didn't because I didn't want it to. So.
I mean, you don't think I want a blowjob? Like, fuck, I would love one. But like, I don't want to do that with you because I don't want to use you like that. Like, I don't want that for us, you know? I wanted her to know that I'm your friend. I respect you. I value you. I value our friendship. And I'm not going to let you, like, you know, me
I
busting
a nut. I want our friendship be ruined over a blowjob.
Which would, like, but then again, I don't
I
know.
I would let a friendship be ruined over a blowjob.
Max, you set up a beach cleanup day and it unexpectedly set Jax off. What was going on with that?
I wonder why Jax isn't here.
Jax texts me basically saying I need to cancel.
I don't think you understand we'll be driving for 4 hours. You have to cancel this dumb idea. This is dumb and pointless. Nobody cares. It's frustrating.
He was rage texting about the beach cleanup?
Yeah.
About cleaning up a beach, he was rage texting about that.
Because he didn't, like, go all the way out there.
He's actually, like, a f***ing questionable human being.
Clearly, he just hates an environment. He doesn't I like think the that beach. Jax hates an
Jax
environment.
Like, give me a straw.
He's pro, yeah, he's pro global warming and he wants the planet to die. I think that's the case here.
Jax fucked up. Those were insane, weird texts.
Yeah, he like personally attacked Max. Yeah. And I don't even know where it came from.
Listen, we all live in LA. I hate driving in this traffic. Let's go to the beach and do a cleanup, and we have 4 parks in the valley that can be cleaned up. Why can't we all just go to the park here and do the damn same cleanup? So we're all going to take cars, drive to the beach, pollute the air that we're all driving. It's a wash.
I was just confused because, like, if you don't want to go, just don't go. Like, he seemed to text Max and be like, fuck you for having this beach cleanup. No one wants to do this. But in my eyes, if you don't want to do something, just like don't do it.
I was kind of set back because I hadn't experienced Jax, you know, upset. And I didn't know that it would be upsetting. I was just like, whoa.
You're not trying to upset anybody. Yeah, like, I was just wanted, like, to do something cool.
I had texted everybody for a beach cleanup day. And if you can't make it, like, you know, you can't make it.
Why do you think he was so offended?
I don't know. I don't have answers to that. I was very weird and I don't know.
Do you think maybe it has a little bit to do with, like, Max is new, you know, to, like, being around us, yeah, new to the show, and he's, like, arranging something where he's kind of, like, the center of it, yeah, in a sense?
Maybe. I don't know.
And that he, like, there might be, like, a little bit of, like, resentment and or jealousy.
He felt, like, threatened or something.
You think,
like,
that's what it was?
Well, because it was, like, another dude in this group was able to organize something and get your friends to come do something.
Yeah, for Jax, the come down of the wedding was, yes, a lot for him.
Yes. Yes.
I have absolutely no idea why it affected Jax the way it did. He just goes through these, like, I always say he has his period. Like, he goes through these mood swings where he gets like that. But, you know, I had no idea that he sent Max those text messages. So I did not find out until I was on the beach in Sandoval, of course, showing the entire group.
Why isn't Jax here?
You said that everyone was mad at me for planning this and that it was a dumb idea and I should cancel.
I wasn't mad, Beau wasn't mad. I can speak for us.
You're doing great. Don't listen to that. Yeah, he's just in a tube. After the entire summer that we've been through, I was just like, oh, this sucks so bad.
Sandoval, stop stirring shit.
This was a conversation between Max and I. Sandoval had to come in, we had nothing to do with him, grab Max's phone, look what Jax is writing. Look, everybody, look what he's doing, like a child.
Sandoval was an idiot, like, Lord.
Why? I wish that
Sandoval
Max...
Sandoval was crazy Kristen, like, that's what was happening.
Yeah, Sandoval is, like, morphing into crazy Kristen.
He's a child, and if it's not about him, he gets mad.
If somebody's kind of feeling that the light isn't shining on them, then it becomes very competitive.
And you think that's true for Jax, maybe Tom too? Is that?
Yeah, I do. I think that they like to be the center of attention, both of them. Mm-hmm. And I understand it, but they're pretty much kind of equally narcissistic. Mm.
What do you think of that?
Okay. I'm confident, if that's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. There's a difference between confident and cockiness.
Narcissistic.
Yeah, a little wet. So what? Yeah, maybe.
Do you feel like there's something that's blocking you from being truly happy or preventing you from achieving your goals?
With over 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists in all 50 states, BetterHelp Online Counseling is here for you.
Users can connect with counselors in a safe, private, and convenient online setting.
You no longer have to worry about meeting with a counselor in person. With 4 available communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video, you'll be able to make appointments through your desktop, laptop, and cell phone.
Go at your own time and pace while speaking to licensed counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, grief, and more. Anything you say is confidential.
If you're not happy with your selected counselor at any time, you can request a new one for no additional charge.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Daily Dish listeners get 10% off your first month with discount code DISH. That's D-I-S-H.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/dish.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/dish.
So at this point, Jax is starting to spiral a little.
Jax texts me basically saying I need to cancel, that it's a dumb idea, and everyone's pissed off at me for planning this. He texts me as I'm leaving the beach, he says, wow, you're literally crying to my wife because you can't come to my house? Really? Wow, dude, you aren't coming. Cry all you want.
Such a liar. Somebody who would love to talk about the truth, she sure lies about everything.
Calm the hell down.
Liar, she lives in her own delusional world.
And then it all came to a head with a fight between the two of you.
Brittany, guess what? We're in a marriage. We're gonna fight. We're gonna have brawls.
Okay?
There's gonna be nights where you're like, get the f*** out of my house. We're not Leave It to Beaver. I'm not June Cleaver and Ward. If you want that, I can give you that, but we're gonna have to move to Kentucky.
What set him off?
Well, he definitely went through something after the wedding, and it was like, where is this coming from? Like, we have the best house ever. Like, we have our new house. We just got married. We're so happy. Yeah. The best part of our relationship we'd had ever been in. So I just didn't understand, like, where he was coming from with, like, you know, feeling sad and down and everything else. But I've seen a bunch of TV shows since then where it's, like, talking about, like, after the wedding is so real that people get sad. And
like,
even Friends, my favorite TV show. I watched this episode the other day. Friends, my very favorite TV show, where Monica is married to Chandler, and she's like, now I'm just a bride. Or I'm no longer a bride. Now I'm just a freaking wife. And she was, like, all sad and, like, didn't have anything to look forward to. And I was like, oh.
You're like, oh,
this
Jax.
Is such a real thing. No, but it is a real thing. Like, I didn't even know that, but I've seen it over and over again how people really do get upset. Like, even though it's such a great time, but it's like you look up to that wedding for your entire life, and then it happens, and then it's over, and you're just like, oh, it's over.
See, Katie and Tom used to talk about that all the time.
Tom and I were like, the minute after you guys get married, just to let you know, no one's going to care about you. We're like, I know that sounds aggressive, but, like, just, like, you know, like, we'll still care about you, but, like, just to let you know that, like, the, like, right after our wedding, like, everyone's, like, back to their lives. And, like,
yeah.
Tom and I, like, we're not even, like, attention whores like that. Jax is a little different than us. Like, Jax thrives on that kind of stuff. So we knew that, like, he was going to have a little trouble with this one. So
he really took it hard.
His fall from grace.
Katie and Tom would say, you guys, listen. We got married, and then you're just together, so be careful. I wish you the best for Stassi and Beau's wedding.
While cleaning your sneakers, Jax mentioned something about your relationship with Ariana. What was going on there?
I have no idea.
You're fine. You're happy.
Yeah, this is, you know, we're great.
Really?
Dude, we've been better than ever, man.
I just see sometimes she, like, gives you some backhanded comments. I've noticed that.
That's some sort of exaggeration or miscommunication.
Did that conversation ever go anywhere?
No, I mean, because I'm like, dude, first of all, Jax is, like, not somebody I'm ever going to confide in, because if I say that, like, I'll be like, yeah, Ariana annoyed me the other day. Like, we were trying to order food, and, like, she couldn't make up her mind. Like, that, like, all of a sudden, Jax will go around telling people that, like, we got into this huge fight and then I ended up sleeping somewhere else. Like, he does that. And I'm not even exaggerating. He exaggerates that much. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's not a safe place. Like, I feel like sometimes Jax will do these things, like, just because he feels that it's boring or, like, that he's bored. Or, like, he gets annoyed that, like, he thinks, like, somebody's, like, fine. Like, doesn't have problems or, doesn't have, like, problems all the time. Like, maybe... like, it's bullshit. I smell something. He said, my relationship is a sham because she likes women. So, like, it's not, like, a real relationship. He's like, I don't even know what that... like, the guy has gone on in press and in just in general for, like, you know, we're talking, like, 8-10 minutes of just, like saying the most ridiculous things.
Jax questions Tom and Ariana's relationship. What do you guys think about them?
What did Schwartzy say? They're like a sound chamber of negativity? Oh,
an echo chamber of negativity.
That's what it is. They just like feed off of each other's negative energy.
Yeah.
Which is so weird because when I'm with them, first of all, they show zero affection to each other. And they also like don't really like click like that. You know? Like I don't see them having these conversations where they're like, agreeing on things. Like most of the time she's telling him he's annoying.
Yeah. Very, very true. Yes.
You're not gonna take attention away from me. Don't f-ing roll your eyes, you little f-ing bitch.
You're being
maybe
so,
it's not.
Like,
I'm being so what?
Dude, obtuse. Am I speaking too much truth today?
No, keep it going. Yeah, no, this is
I
great.
Knew I woke up in a mood.
I just don't ever see them be like when I watch them on the show, they're like
kissing at the bar.
I love you, and all of this. And I'm like, I've never seen that.
I've never seen them kiss.
And that's not to
ever.
Say you don't
not
have to be that.
They don't because
you don't
know,
have
don't
to be that type
like
of couple. It's not even what I'm saying. It's like Bo and I don't go around acting like that in either. Do you know what I mean? But where have I been that I have not ever witnessed this shit before? I don't know.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It's just let's just say. What
you know them, are they like that?
Well, I just feel like when I see them on camera, I just feel like it feels like a little put on. They're always like a very much like, da-da. Like,
do you think they put on a show for the camera?
Like, a little bit.
A lot of it.
Like, it does feel a little razzle-dazzle-y, I will say.
It's very intense.
So I feel...
You know,
don't feel bad.
This is where we get ourselves
into
so much
but
trouble.
I do.
I'm looking for like, the trouble. I've been too kosher.
How
this
do we
season.
Get here? How do we get over here?
Tom, after Jax uninvites you from his pool party, you decide to throw your own.
Oh, God. Dueling pool parties.
The Jax saga continues, man. I got some rage texts.
Oh, trust me. I got LMA over here.
Wait, really?
What did he say?
He said, if you're talking shit, don't bother coming to my house Friday. And if you're not, then you can disregard this. Then an hour later, he texts me back, so you did. Please don't come to my pool party Friday.
He texts me as I'm leaving the beach. He says, wow, you're literally crying to my wife because you can't come to my house? Really? Wow, dude, you aren't coming. Cry all you want.
Dude, you guys dare me to throw a fucking giant rager here like the day of Jax's party?
Tom did not have an idea to do a pool party.
Tom didn't, and honestly, I'll take
we were all joking about it.
I'll take responsibility for this.
From a purely scientific standpoint, yes.
Yes?
I think I said it as a joke.
Well, he was a dick to you for no reason. It was completely unprovoked.
Yeah, he says joke. Katie was like, do it.
Panties just got a little wet thinking about that idea. I was like, yeah, you got a pool party. You got a pool. You got a party too. Be petty, man. I was kind of like jokingly saying that shit. And then he ran with it and I was like,
we were all joking about
it. We were like, that'd be freaking hilarious. And then me and you were sitting on the couch and you were like, what can you get? Can you get a tent?
Oh, I was like, let's get games, let's have a thing. But like, I was honestly drunk and by that time, like,
but it's just fun. Like, it's not serious.
When we woke up the next day, she's like, hey, this was Kristen's t-shirt party. We're getting ready to go there. Ariana was like, well, I ordered stuff or whatever. I was like, you did? Wait. We were just kind of like, you know, whatever. And I was like, okay. And then we went there and then Jax was like, you know, I'm sorry. Like my, you know, like I'm going through a lot.
I know a part of my rage texting yesterday was uninviting you to my parties on Friday, but you guys obviously can calm that. It's not my intention. So, all right. I appreciate it, man. I'm sorry.
I'm sitting there like talking to Jax. I'm like, so can I still come? And he's like, yeah, man, you can come. It's cool. And I'm like, f*** this.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this has been a whole summer of walking on eggshells, you know? I felt catty about it.
Yeah,
and I'm like, not, like, I don't love that, you know, and that's not normally something I would do. And, you know, I'm not like stoked about that, but I was like, you know, we've already ordered this stuff. Like, it's coming. We'll catch you on the next pool party. Like, you know.
You had a conversation with Lisa about going back to Sir.
You know what?
Come on.
We actually don't have a DJ tonight.
What?
You could just get behind there. And
really? I won't let you down.
Cheers. Onwards and upwards, huh?
Onwards and upwards. I love that. Thank you.
I have a lot of confidence in you.
I just felt like so relieved. I felt like I got my foot back in the door. And even if I was busy that night, which I think I was, I cancelled my plans and I went and got my DJ and I DJed Sir because, you know, that's all I really wanted to do. And it just felt so amazing. I feel like I'm back. You know, James Kennedy's back at Sir. White Kanye behind the decks.
Last year you had been at odds with so many people at Sir. Why did you even want to come back?
Me personally?
Yeah.
You know, I've always loved working for Lisa Vanderpump, you know. I've always loved working at Sir. Sir is where it all began for me. And, you know, with all these stepping stones in life and with my music, you know, taking off and me being able to go on tour and perform my stuff, you know, it doesn't make me, like, forget about Sir in any kind of way, because to be able to come to a special event at Sir, you know, like a quick Sunday night, they're doing a red carpet, I want to DJ those because it's a good look in LA. So that's why it's important to me, yeah. You know? Working for Lisa is just a dream, so that's
And it was your first night working with Raquel. What was it like having both of you at Sir?
It was so much fun, you know? When I see Raquel walk through my section, you know, when I'm halfway through the set or something, you know, it's just always a fun little thing to have, you know? It's like you passing by your crush at school or something, you know? You get reminded that they're there and it just makes you feel happy and... Yeah. Love it.
At the beach, you had a conversation about Dana.
Dude, the other day when I was at Sheena's, she's like, just so you know, Dana told me that, you know, she still has feelings for Max. Just...
How do you really feel, though?
I don't like talking about it. I don't like how
Why?
Talking about it.
Why?
I
just
don't
like
it.
It's me.
No, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to talk about it.
So let's just say I f***ed her. Would you be mad?
How did you feel about this? Did you think Brett was breaking bro code?
To be very honest, yes. I think it was, I mean, we were talked about like what as boys we wouldn't do to each other. Like we've had these conversations. So I think it was.
Well, at that time, I did not think I was breaking bro code because we weren't doing anything. We were literally just going out and to lunch and getting to know each other. It was like we had the one kiss and we were just literally getting to know each other. So that is so PG to me. You know what I mean? So I didn't, but then again, I understand why you look at that. You know, you can say it now in hindsight, of course.
Yeah, but
like it's just...
It was just different because, like, at the end of the day, Dana's telling me that she still has feelings for me and this and that, but then she's, like, going out to lunch with Brett. I'm like, this just looks f***ing, like, what? Are you being spiteful? It is, what's going on, you know? But do I have it? I don't have a say. I can't be upset about it at the end of the day. I really can't because I'm doing whatever the f*** I want to do. And the thing was is that my only argument is that at least I'm not doing it with someone that you know, Dana. Like, I'm not going out. Like, I'm not taking Danica out on a date. Like, let's say she was single, you know? Or that was my only argument. That was my only argument. Is that a good one or about, like, I don't know. But it was just like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about if you guys end up doing hooking up. What do you guys do when they get together? They talk about maybe who they went out with last night or who they maybe hooked up with or what they're going to do tonight or this or that.
Yeah,
you know?
You wanted to hear me talk
and
about
I didn't want to hear about
girls.
It. I'm like, yes, that's the one I've been with. I don't want to hear about that. Right. But like, right now, it's not a thing. So it's just, the thing is really complicated.
And it also, like, was annoying because, like, I've always been the type of friend to always stay lay off of anybody my boys have been with. But this was just a different situation that kind of, like I said, created itself in a manner of, you know, Dana's fun, she's hot, she's funny, she's sexy, she's cool, easy to talk to, easy to vibe with. You know, every reason as to why he likes her, you know what I mean? It's not hard to find that in her, you know? So for me, when it came to, you know, it was just hard to, like, not want to be around that, you know? If I was in your position, though, I know why you feel the way you do. I would feel that way, too. Because I'm like, why are you even going on a date with her? Like, what do you want?
Yeah,
it was just really, I don't really think you could have repeated that in the situation of everything that was going on. I don't think that was just like the one time, one of one, you know? So it was the first time I've ever been involved in something like that. Anyone that knows me or knows me as a person, you know, I've always been the I've always been the friend that is very respectful to my friends and who they've been with, and you know, that's off limits. And I like to do, like, you know, I would want that for myself.
And that's, and that, and I can take responsibility, like I'm saying right now, I was like, I take responsibility for that, because I really was acting like I didn't give a shit. I'm like, nah, and he saw, like you said, I saw you with another girl. Like, yeah. I thought you were good. And I was like, you know, I was just using that girl as a, like, I was just using that as a self-sabotage, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. My insecurity.
But this also goes back to what I'm saying with everything. It's communication. So yeah. if we had communicated that to each other, I think it would have been a little bit of a different situation.
We know that now. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Of course. That's hindsight's 20. Yeah, everyone's a money quarterback. But hindsight's obviously 20/20. And you do your best to just move on and move forward and learn from the situation and get better, you know, literally.
So, Megan, do we think the old Jax is coming back?
Or is this the old Jason?
The Vanderpump Rules After Show is available every week on BravoTV.com and YouTube after the episode.
And we're making it even easier and bringing it to your ears.
We'll be back with a regular episode of the Daily Dish podcast on Saturday, featuring interviews with Summer House's Hannah Berner and Paige DeSorbo and Neely Fortune from our new show, Camp Getaway. Bye. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 9.
And remember, watching Bravo isn't a guilty pleasure.
It's self-care.
Guys, let's keep the conversation going. We want to talk to you all week long. You can find us on Instagram at Bravo Daily Dish.
And on Twitter at Bravo TV. Just don't forget to use the hashtag Bravo Daily Dish.
Or reach out to us personally. I'm everywhere at Meg Segura.
And I'm everywhere at Eric J. Mack. That's E-R-I-K.
And if you're on Facebook, join the Daily Dish Facebook group.
You can post about what you're watching, your favorite shows, who's your favorite housewife, ask a question, start some drama. There's a lot of good stuff in there, so check it out.
You can also learn more about the podcast at BravoTV.com.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Looking fine, and I got my girls with me. With the boys at the table getting tipsy, miss me, kiss.